mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Less than 14 days away from the 2004 presidential election. Don't forget, there's a lot of other elections in your area that are just as important or more important in the sum total or aggregate. We are now into the third hour. I've covered a ton of news. More news coming up on scientists find way to make us slaves. Times of London, new vaccines to re-engineer your brain with a live virus. And they just say it'll be the law. You'll have to take it. A bunch of news on new terror alerts, your calls. Let's go to calls for those that have been holding. Troy in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I was wanting to tell you really quick how I found out about you. I have been a hardcore Republican all my life. I'm 24 years old. And I was watching Fox News one day about 3 weeks ago, and this is whenever all the eruptions and earthquakes started happening in Mount St. Helens. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. Let me check and see that volcano in Yellowstone's doing. So I did that. I came across a website called North Star Zone, ran off of GeoCities, and that's how I found out about you. Since then, I've been going to your website every day, and the reality is I spent hours and hours reading all kinds of information off your website, and the truth, I spent about 30 minutes to an hour in denial of everything that I was reading. But the more and more proof that I came across, not just from your website, but from other places, just totally turned me around 180 degrees. And let me ask you really quick. Have you ever heard of Dr. Jack Van Impe?
Yes.
Okay. I was about 2 or 3 days after I found out about you and all this information, I was still kind of starting to get my feet wet a little bit. And I was watching his show on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and he was talking about the Illuminati, I think is the way you pronounce it.
The Illuminati.
Okay, sorry about that. I have a hard time pronouncing that word. But all he did was he basically validated everything you were saying. He's been teaching that stuff for years and years, but some things as far as the 9/11 conspiracy he doesn't cover for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah, that's the problem with Jack Van Impe and Ruxella Van Impe.
Right.
And their film Revelation.
Right.
And their guy that, you know, does the voiceovers for them. The problem is they tell you about the New World Order, tell you about the RFID chips, tell you about all the plans, which are all just out of the Associated Press. This stuff's all in plain view, but then George Bush is going to save us.
Right.
Or, you know, again, it's just like Noam Chomsky, John Kerry's going to save us. They keep you in that false left-right paradigm instead of admitting that the whole system is bankrupt.
Yep. I totally understand. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I haven't been able to get off your website, and I have to listen to you through the streaming audio on the internet because you're not in Houston.
Yeah, we need to get on the radio in Houston, and that can always happen if folks call their local AM and FMs and say, we want Alex Jones. They can go to GCNlive.com, and there's a list of the satellites we're on.
Right. Let me ask you this really quick. How much money would be involved if somebody was wanting to just build a private radio station just as a relay for the GCN?
Yeah, sir, you don't want to
do that?
Well, I mean, we've got listeners who could buy 100 radio stations. We've got billionaire radio listeners, but they haven't stepped up yet to buy us a bunch of stations. But that's actually a good idea. But believe me, sir, a small radio station would cost you a small 1,000-watt AM in the middle of nowhere would cost you $500,000.
Okay.
And then tens of thousands a month to run it.
Yeah, okay. I was just curious. I mean, I wasn't wanting to get anybody on the radio locally, just be like a relay station. It still cost that much.
Oh, if you want to do a micro that's unlicensed, and then, you know, they might come grab the equipment from you at Civil, it costs you a couple $100 and a satellite dish or internet feed, and we have hundreds and hundreds of wonderful micro FMs that are not pirates, folks. They're known as pirates carrying this show. I think they're doing a great job.
Well, how would I get information about doing that? Could I send you an email or something?
Just type micro FM equipment or pirate radio into a search engine, and a whole new world will open up for you.
All right. I appreciate the help, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you. We'll come back with more calls quickly on the other side, then back into the stack of vital news and info, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your always riveting phone calls that take us in many different directions, let's go ahead and talk to Nolan in Texas. Nolan, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I'll be as quick as I can. Give me a few seconds before you bump me off. An attack I don't believe will come from people who hate George Bush and this country before the election, because they're smart. They're smart. If they did what they say they did, they're pretty smart. And they know that there'll be an instant martial law and permanent Bush, and that Congress can't even look at martial law being declared for 6 months. If he says martial law today, for 6 months, Congress can't do a thing about it.
That is the law. It's totally unconstitutional. Again, just because they say something's the law doesn't mean it's God. Hitler says it's the law to kill all the Jews doesn't make it right.
Oh, I know that one.
No, I'm saying this for listeners. Or our law says black people aren't human beings 200 years ago. That doesn't make it true or right. But you're right about that. But let me add something to this. Again, why would the Arabs finance flying planes into the Pentagon and World Trade Centers, knowing it would bring down the wrath of the New World Order? And then why would Al-Qaeda, if they hate Bush so much, why would they carry out an attack which would only intensify the attack that came down on them? Now, that's just common sense. Then you look at who Al-Qaeda is, publicly CIA created, controlled, funded, operated. Go ahead.
Are you saying that if I stood you next to a beehive and handed you a stick, you wouldn't hit it? Gee, I wouldn't either, and I don't think they did either.
Well, that's why all the Arabs are saying, we didn't do it, we're against them, we're trying to arrest them. Every time we're about to arrest them, you say don't.
Yeah, I understand.
They work for you, we're not doing it. I mean, a bunch of these countries have said that.
Well, look, while we've got executive orders, and this is not new. This, you know, executive orders have been around for a long time. But while we have executive orders, we don't need Congress. We've got a king.
Well, what happens is the president, whether it's Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or George Bush or any of these people, they sign an order, and an executive order has never been challenged.
As soon as it's written into the Federal Register, it becomes law.
And if it's not challenged in 30 days, it becomes law. And what did Paul Bogala, who now hosts Crossfire, say? Stroke of the pen, law of the land. Kind of cool.
Pretty handy. I've got a question for you.
Okay, real quick.
Okay, I found this thing about civilian internment camp. Said there was one in Brand Park. So I called information, got me a couple of numbers in Glendale, California, called and talked to a couple of people. One woman freaked out, panicked, wouldn't talk to me. Man was rude and maybe wasn't right. And he said he doesn't believe there's such a thing there.
Let me stop you. Are you talking about the document from the Army's own website?
I don't think it was from the Army's website. No,
well, sir. See, I don't know what you're looking at. In my book, Descent into Tyranny, I have the screenshot reprint from the Army's own website with the phone number to Yovani Wildanger, that's her name, and you can call the military. And they had 12 civilian inmate labor camps where they used federal labor at military bases where they live there, and these are non-military detainees, and they were classified until 1997, that was set up in the early 1980s, and now they've expanded them, and they admit the internment camp programs. I mean, they've passed laws. It's been all over the news, so I don't know what document you're talking about.
Right, it's okay, as long as I know that if I tell my wife about this, she can't
make
me wrong.
Well, there's a lot of concentration camp disinfo out there, but I don't know what document you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. You've proven, you've made me comfortable with it. I'll tell you this.
I don't think that should happen because
I mean, you've made me comfortable with the fact, okay, that I'm correct.
Okay, got to let you go. Thanks for the call. Got to get to everybody. Good call, Nolan. Kevin, you're on the air. Kevin, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Boston. Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
It's my information that FEMA is scheduled for the first time to be on full alert in all states on Election Day and the day before. And with all the information that you provide, a lot of times listeners ask, what can we do once we, you know, become woken up and believe in this information? And as an example, just one of the things I've been up to is I wrote Senator Kennedy, who some people love, some people hate, but he's, I'm a constituent of his. And if I could take about 20 seconds, I just want to read a quick thing, and I think you'll hear where I'm getting my information from yourself. It says, Dear Senator Kennedy, I am a constituent who called your Boston office yesterday, Thursday, October 14, 2004, to inquire about your reaction to Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton's decision to close his Washington, D.C. office due to terrorist security concerns. I was transferred up the chain of command there and spoke to a second gentleman who asked me if I thought we should let them win and close down Washington. I explained that my belief is that there is no them, but that the 9/11 attacks were perpetrated by a criminal element within our government who wished to create an excuse to take away our civil liberties at home and go to war abroad. This would be very, very similar to the Operation Northwoods plan submitted by then-Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.L. Lemnitzer, and finally rejected by your heroic brother. Your staff member then restated my 9/11 position as if to be clear, to which I responded, yes, absolutely. He then cut my call short as if my position indicated mental imbalance on my part. I did not get a chance to point out that Stanley Hilton, Senator Bob Dole's former Chief of Staff, has not only stated the same position, but has initiated a lawsuit against those he believes makes up said criminal element. Ray McGovern, Ronald Reagan's former chief CIA liaison officer, has also bravely gone on record and stated not only that our government was complicit in the 9/11 attacks, but that we may soon experience a real or staged terrorist attack in order to postpone the election. The FEMA Operation CERT Community Emergency Response Training will culminate with a mock attack drill to respond to. I find it curious that this mock attack drill is scheduled for Election Day. This brings to mind the coincidental fact that NORAD stood down on 9/11 for the first time in its history due to a mock terrorist attack drill where planes were used to crash into buildings. Please go on the record and support Senator Dayton as your colleague Senator Byrd has. West Virginia Senator Byrd has said Senator Dayton took his precautionary step based on his conscience and his responsibility to his staff. Senator Byrd, eight-term Democratic senator from West Virginia. I commend you. Most respectfully, myself.
Okay, do me a favor. That's well written. Email that. Go to prisonplanet.com. It says email webmaster. Send it to that address. I want to post your letter. That's a great letter.
I will do that. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Yeah, they do this. On Election Day, some areas of the country, Florida and New York, are going to have National Guard out at the polling places because it might be a target. Well, then in those two key battleground states that are up for grabs, now people won't go out and vote because they're afraid. It's so transparent. And, yeah, they've got FEMA on total alert. FEMA's on total alert right now. From October 1st to November 3rd, they're on total alert. And the alert extends on out, but supposedly at a lightened level through January 1st. So, again, I'm not saying they're going to blow up the Capitol. They told U.S. News and World Report that, quote, the Capitol will be attacked. We should pay attention to that. We should ask the White House, why did somebody tell U.S. News and World Report this? There should be an investigation. Let's talk to Robert in Connecticut. Robert, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Glad that you're doing such a great job, and God bless you, sir. I was wondering, Alex, if you ever heard of the document called the Hidden Tyranny, the Rosenthal document?
No, I haven't.
I just don't want to call. I don't want to take too much of your time because I know you're a busy man, and God bless you for doing what you're doing. But I would advise all patriots and the militia people out there. I saw you on the militia program last week or so on Country Music Channel.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was great. I mean, I thought it was just a great, getting out there.
I still haven't seen it.
And
for some reason they haven't mailed me a copy. They're supposed to when they interview you. And I guess they're like me. They're so busy. I always have guests asking for stuff, and I don't ever send it because I'm too busy. But will somebody mail that to me?
Well, your copy of the video set. Yeah. Well, I'll try to do my best. And I think it was really great because like it just got in. It just did, told the American public, dispelled a lot of rumors that militia is bad. And
I was saying the production company should have sent me a copy. I'm not saying you have that obligation, Robert.
Oh, okay.
Well, describe the hour-long special, because I didn't get a chance to see it. What did I say on there?
Well, basically, it was, expounded on the New World Order, and told, people that we have a great, concern over what's happening to our country, that the threat is real, and that, you said militias, we're there to, as a contingency force to, stand on the wings in case tyranny, try to oppress us beyond the point of no return.
How much was I in the piece? I'm just curious.
It went back and forth. It would jump from militia, people talking, and then it would jump back to you. So I think all told, probably you were in the piece for probably maybe 5-6 minutes or so.
Well, that's great. I hope that somebody will mail that to me because I've heard it was a pretty fair piece from a lot of callers.
I'm really surprised you don't have it. I mean, I'm surprised that someone has not mailed it.
Yeah, and I'm so busy, I don't have time to watch much TV.
But I just want to let you know that God bless you, and I just wanted to let patriots and militia people out there know because in Connecticut here we're definitely afraid of martial law. If you go to page 23, if you can go on your computer and get the Hidden Tyranny, it's also called the Rosenthal document. On page 23, it's very interesting, what it says on page 23. It's basically about the pen and the sword, and it's subtitled, the footnote on the bottom of the page. It says, a recurrence to history would edify our minds and show us that the European countries solved their problem not by the use of the pen, but by the use of force and physical expulsion from their countries. I'm not going to get into, who this document is against, because I'm not, I would say I'm not anti-Semitic, but it's very interesting if you read page 23, and it will tell you exactly what the American public needs to do to get these bombs out of our government. And I'm surprised that 260 million people in this country can't get together and just expel these people out of here.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Robert. I mean, I do have to say, again, I hadn't heard of this document you're talking about, and there have been pogroms in Europe kicking the Jews out. And in the histories I've studied, it was a scapegoat. Oh, there's a black plague killing everyone. You look the Jews in the eyes and you get it. Let's kill them all. Are there evil Jews? Absolutely. Is there organized crime with Jews? Yes, but they're just as much or more with other groups. And I'm not trying to go after you here, but I really think, sir, you need to re-examine that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Howard and John and Mike and Laura and everybody else, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I want to continue with some news now. This is out of the BBC. U.S. confirms U.K. flu jabs unusable. Now, again, when you read our newspapers, it's, oh, we've only got half the supply we need. Line up. It's a crazed dash to get them. And then the reason we have the shortage of the questionable flu vaccine to begin with is because it had live flu virus in it. U.S. health officials have confirmed that the entire stock of flu vaccine from a British producer is unusable. The U.S. had hoped to salvage some of the doses made by Chiron, which account for nearly half of its annual supply, but tests have shown contamination. Officials have been trying to arrange deliveries from other nations, such as Canada, but say it will be hard to get regulators to approve them by winter. I probably know 20 people personally, and I've met hundreds, who are totally healthy, take the flu shot, and are deathly ill for 2 weeks. My mother's one of them. Why would you ever take it? Because you're afraid of getting the flu? Folks, this government and the people putting stuff in these flu vaccines, these vaccines, period, could not be trusted to do anything. Again, they're coming out with vaccines they want to make mandatory that change your brain chemistry so you, quote, can't get addicted to drugs, but then you can't also be happy because it plugs up those receptors and it uses a live virus to reprogram your receptors. That's admitted. An elderly woman collapsed and died while quailing for hours for an injection in the state of California. Gosh. And it says long lines of the vaccines have formed at pharmacies in parts of the U.S., and again, the woman begged so hard for it, she dropped dead. Give it to me, I've got to have it, give it to me now. Please give me a shower, delouse me, Fuhrer. U.S. Health Secretary Tommy Thompson on Thursday urged local officials to investigate reports from several states about companies raising prices to exploit the vaccine shortage. Every year they've got some reason for a shortage, folks. It's to make you run out and get it. Again, they've caught toy manufacturers. What do I mean by they're selling this like it's the Christmas toy of the year? Every year there's a toy or two that everybody's got to have and giant lines form and people fight over them. About a decade ago, I saw a story where a major toy maker in several major cities with friends of theirs that were reporters on the take staged women fighting over toys. They've been caught doing this. And then it gets in the news, and oh my gosh, I've got to have one. You run out to get it. They do this with all of it. Oh, you've got to get into Head Start. Oh, you've got to get into the public school. Oh, you've got to get this new vaccine that keeps your child from ever becoming addicted to drugs. Oh, you've got to. Oh, we've got to have more security. Everyone wants it. And it's that sheep-like mentality of, well, then I better have it. And, again, they admit that it's full of live virus. Just a small tidbit there for you. Speaking of Senator Mark Dayton, why didn't 99 other senators close up shop too? Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton shuts down his office after the CIA briefing. When Senator Mark Dayton shut down his Washington office last week, ostensibly out of concern for his staff's safety, many on Capitol Hill wondered if the Minnesota Democrat knew something everyone else didn't. The answer, it turns out, is far from it. Dayton last month received the same briefing as his fellow senators about a CIA worst-case scenario involving simultaneous terrorist attacks across the country. Yet he apparently took the hypothetical threat as an imminent one. Most people who heard the briefing, sniffs at intelligence official, understood the context. It was theoretical. Really, why did U.S. News and World Report then before that run the headline White House source said Capitol will be attacked? Even stranger, Dayton sent his staff home several days after the CIA toned down the dramatic multiple attack scenario, which the intelligence community no longer believed to be valid. Like every other attack, the financial threat attack on Lower Manhattan turned out to be 4 years old. The guys on the subway during the Republican National Convention weren't terrorists, hadn't planned to do it. They'd been watching them for a year, busted them on the day it began just to have fear. The CIA's internal report conflicted sharply with assessments by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, that Al-Qaeda is no longer able to mount synchronized spectacular events. And then it goes on and on. So Dayton's press secretary says the senator has no second thoughts about closing the office. When we get back, Bush's brother rules out bid for presidency. We'll also briefly talk about the mutinies in Iraq that are taking place. And we'll also get into some new Building 7 material and a new development with the Indy media servers being shut down by a foreign government. Our government says that we follow the orders of the EU. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Don't ever forget, for those of you that are online, we have PrisonPlanet.tv. Every single film I've made, all 11, George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Eric Hufschmidt's video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions. We analyze these new British documentaries that were done about the Illuminati and 9/11 that I'm in. Those are both on the sites. My weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of the best audio interviews I do weekly with guests. If you miss them, they're there. Special text reports exclusive to our websites are there for you first for a couple weeks before they're on the main sites. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. And you also support all the websites and all of our bandwidth costs and our outreach to the general public by being a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, your information is all private. We sell it or give it to no one. You can sign up via credit card or PayPal at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also get a hard copy of any of my 11 films. We've got a bunch of new specials that are out, so definitely check the website for those. VHS, DVDs, the videos that other people have made that I mentioned, we also carry those. You're authorized to make copies of the films I've produced. I want you to get them and get them out to people. Infowars.com or Infowars.net to order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. Or you can simply call toll-free to get the videos or to ask about different specials or different titles. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's get back to the news, and I promise we'll get to these loaded phone lines. Bush's brother rules out bid for the presidency, the New York Times reports. Governor Jeb Bush of Florida yesterday publicly ruled out running for president in 08, quashing for now talk of a third Bush in the White House. The governor, who was President Bush's younger brother, said on ABC's This Week that he would return to Miami when his second term ended in 06, when Mr. Bush was a real estate developer here before he entered politics. I am not going to run for president in 08, Mr. Bush, who rarely grants interviews to the national news media, told George Stephanopoulos, the host of This Week. That's not my interest. I'm governor of this state. It's the best job in the world I have. And it goes on to say he's a popular governor. Yeah, because he poses as a savior in front of every hurricane, as if he, you know, personally hands out the water bottles. Continuing, this is out of the New York Daily News. All of us refuse to go. The military has begun punishing some of the 19 Army reservists who balked at what they called a suicide mission. By the way, the only reason this has come out is because they talked about it in emails and called family. A bunch of other people have refused too, and that's not being discussed. Again, the military has begun punishing some of the 19 Army reservists who balked at what they called a suicide mission and a death sentence in Iraq last week. Some members of South Carolina-based 343rd Quartermaster Company refused to transport fuel between the Iraqi cities of Talil and Taji Wednesday morning, saying they had no protection for the dangerous trip. And again, folks, if it was frontline combat soldiers or special forces, court-martial them if they're not following their orders. But you cannot expect people with a fuel depot in delivery or maintenance to, well, drive out here where there's no protection for you, and we're not going to give you any protection. We're going to give you old trucks that are breaking down. How's that sound when these trucks are getting blown up every day? And yesterday, an army started demoting or reassigning the suspected ringleaders of the mini mutiny. Unit members told families back home that not only was the mission suicidal, it was pointless because their helicopter fuel was contaminated with diesel and had already been rejected at one air base. Doesn't matter how Halliburton's been paid for that fuel, they will get it delivered. Even if it sits there and rots, the fuel was contaminated for the helicopter, said Harold Casey of Louisville, Kentucky, whose grandson, Justin Rogers, told him yesterday that he and others were detained under guard for several days. It would have caused them to crash. They saved lives, Casey said, his grandson told him. Whether that's true or not, Secretary of the Army, who was a total neocon, said, look, it'll take 400,000 troops. We don't have the equipment. The military's falling apart. We shouldn't do this. You're fired. And so who should get in trouble? I mean, if you send 100 troops to take a hill that'll take 5,000 or 1,000, who should get in trouble? You know, if the troops say, I'm not going to go up that hill or I'm going to be machine gunned because you say so, no matter how many Congressional Medal of Honors you hand out. And I know it's easy to sit there in your easy chair and go, hey, you cowards. Well, then you go volunteer. You go join, and you go over there without body armor, and you get shot at, and you eat rotten food provided by Halliburton, and you breathe depleted uranium, and you drive around in the desert with no protection, and while the politicians sit in their armored compounds. You just go ahead and be a hypocrite. It's ridiculous. So, getting pretty serious now. And we get these reports every day, folks. This is just one that's confirmed. Last story, and then we'll go to some calls. I mean fast, folks. Indy media seizure signals clampdown on dissent. And this is Interpress reporting this. By the way, they admit now that it was the Italian government, the members of Indy media, mainstream press that were posting stuff there were beat up at the Genoa summit where they even killed some protesters. There's video of them running over bodies with tanks and backing back home with the APCs. They were targeted, and one of their reporters was almost beaten to death. He is suing them for the skull fractures and the rest of it. And so what they do, they just went and grabbed several servers and 20-plus websites and just shut them down. And the FBI said, we can't refuse. It's a foreign government. Free speech advocates say the six-day shutdown of nearly two dozen websites belonging to Ending Media is a severe blow to democratic principles and perhaps an ominous sign of things to come. An international collective of journalists born out of the combative World Trade Organization meetings in Seattle 5 years ago, Ending Media, has evolved into a leading outlet of progressive media activism, particularly the anti-globalization movement. They're against the globalists. While the motives behind the October 7th seizure of Ending Media London servers are still unclear, some are convinced it was orchestrated by the United States, especially since agents of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation issued the subpoena to Rackspace, the U.S.-owned web host. And then it goes on that through a request of the Italian government, that's in the Associated Press, it was shut down. And then it says, this is clearly going beyond tracking down Al-Qaeda cell members, Steinhardt said, referring to the terrorist group believed responsible for the 2001 attacks on New York and the Pentagon. And he says, this is not part of the war on terrorism, and it's certainly not. All right, let's go to the calls. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm just calling for give you an update about the police state of Tennessee here. I'm in Chattanooga, in the city of Ringgold, which is in Georgia, right on the state line. There are Russian and Eastern Bloc troops, UN troops, working with the, you know, about the Partnership for Peace program.
Yeah, that's where we send our troops there. They send their troops here.
Well, they're working in...
Was this in your local newspaper?
There's some reports about it on the internet and stuff, but...
Do me a favor. Email it to... I mean, I've been to 15 of these missions. I've put it in my three police state films, but have you been to the actual training ops?
Yes. They're working in unison with FEMA at the Catoosa County Training Center in Ringgold, Georgia.
Okay, let me write this down. And see, listeners immediately shouldn't be afraid. If you just act normal like you're the boss, they'll leave you alone. And just say you're with Infowars.com or the Alex Jones Radio Show. Just walk up with a video camera and go, what's going on, officer? This is really neat. And that's what I do. If you act all afraid, they'll come arrest you. This is how it works. Even though there's no law, they'll think you showing fear shows that it's their right. Tell me the next. See, I wish I could just jump on a plane and fly there. Now, again, with FEMA, now, we have this confirmed in other places, but I want this on video. Say the name of the town very slowly.
Ringgold, Georgia.
Ringgold.
Mm-hmm. Ringgold.
Gold,
yes, sir.
Georgia.
At the Catoosa County Training Center.
How do you spell Catoosa?
C-A-T-O-O-S-A.
Catoosa
County Training Center. It's in, supposedly, it's an Army Reserve National Guard Training Center.
Yeah,
but what
armory.
What they're doing there is training the Tennessee Military Police.
Which
is not, there's no such thing as the Tennessee Military Police. And first of all,
There is. Your State Guard was turned into it 6 months ago.
Exactly.
I have the documents from Alabama and Texas, and they just go out and literally on the side of the street start searching women and children. It's just to train you. It's all part of the new freedom.
And these men are foreign troops.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
No, the commander here of the State Guard, who picks who the officers are, is a British SAS. And KGB, and this is United Press International, folks. The former head of the KGB runs it. I mean, again, we can't make this type of stuff up. It's Red Dawn, brother. It's Red Dawn in slow motion, see? Whether it's this month or 6 months or a year from now or 2 years from now, they're getting everybody trained, everybody ready, gun confiscation drills. I got video of it years ago before 9/11. Oh, boy.
Just two more real quick things, Alex. They're also working in unison with the ROTC programs in the high school, so I don't know if that has to do anything with the TIPS program or anything
like
that.
Well, they're all interlocking. It's called Secure Corps. A subdivision of AmeriCorps, and to graduate from high school, you'll have to serve 18 hours a week, maximum 10 hours a week minimum, in these programs with a uniform, everything. And so they're going to have some young high schooler you know, some young high schooler who knows absolutely nothing with an M16. I have mainstream news articles from Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia on this. Thanks for the call. Hey, sir, you there? Oh, he's already gone. Are you there? I hung up on John too fast. I want somebody to get to the Catoosa County Training Center. I'll call him about it. But I mean, I believe him. I've seen this many times myself, hundreds of times in print, hundreds of times photos and video, and about 15 times myself. But somebody get over there and get me video of this. Get yourself video of this. We'll put it in a weekly report and post it for free on the website. Oh, man. I say I want to go to the calls quick, and then that caller's so good. Mike in Indiana, or Illinois, go ahead.
Alex, yeah, listen, I want to send you something, but I want to briefly talk about it. The local school that I send my children to, regrettably, public school, had a newsletter that sent out to the parents. They say that by the year 2008, the state of Illinois is looking to mandate a law that would make mandatory Spanish for middle school grades 6, 7, and 8. Now, Alex, you and I have talked about this. You've talked about it on your show. We know that this is going to become Latin America. It's nothing prejudiced against a Latin person. But we know what's going on with the Pan-American Union and whatnot.
Yeah, no, that's the deal. Giant highways from Chile to Alaska, already partly complete. Global government.
Right. And the thing is, Alex, this is disgusting because they're already talking about how, you know, English...
Yeah, they can't even teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic because they teach them fuzzy math and fuzzy... you know, all of this on purpose. This is done by design.
Absolutely. Can I send you this article, Alex?
Yes.
And it just, you know, the one other thing real quickly is that it just, it's disgusting. It you know, a friend of mine works for the county health department here in the county I live in, and basically they're just, it's disgusting because they said that 90% of the people, of the immigrants that come here have TB, and I know that you know that, Alex. But it's a giant
cover-up. They've already got sanitariums filled with them, and they're just keeping it quiet. Thanks for the call. And without any testing, they'll arrest your 10-year-old if she brings an aspirin to school, but they'll stick, because it's for her safety, but they'll stick your daughter, regardless of what color she is, next to that Russian, next to that Mexican, who has drug-immune TB that is killing people. That's just sick. I want to talk about Building 7 real quick. It's an Associated Press article on Infowars.com. They have reopened Building 7. They have rebuilt it. I was there as they were finishing it just a month ago in New York. And you've got to be there to see how far away it is from the rest of the complex. Little buildings right next to the towers that he didn't own were barely damaged or weren't damaged. But this building way across the street, way across another plaza, it magically sets fire and collapses. And I want to play Larry Silverstein from the program America Rebuilding, where he says there had been such a loss of life, we made the decision to pull it. Now, the piece begins with them describing how they started rebuilding Building 7 first because it was the one that totally collapsed. So that can be confusing. Then it cuts to Larry Silverstein. The show's about rebuilding. It cuts to Larry Silverstein with images of the building falling, saying they pulled it that day. Then we play a clip where one of the engineers from the same piece says that pulling it means demolition. Then the next clip is Dan Rather saying it looks like dynamite. Here's that first clip of Larry Silverstein.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
It again. What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. for the third time today. It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down. And
by mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull Building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the story wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
Okay, so the first clip is Larry Silverstein. The second clip, Dan Rather. The third clip's from the same America Rebuilds documentary from PBS, where then it shows them blowing up the buildings that didn't demolish, like 1, 2, and 7, on 9/11. And again, they're demolishing them, and they describe it as pulling the building. And then we have the seismographs, the AP reporters being told to get back, we're going to pull it. Building 7 wasn't hit by an airplane, people. It caught fire 7-8 hours later, burned for a few hours, a few small fires, and then magically collapsed, and then buildings right next to it weren't even damaged. But way across the road, towers 1 and 2 fall, and it magically falls too. It's unbelievable. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and type into the search engine, pull Building 7, and a 30-minute report I did on it, and then all those clips and all the documents are there, and it's for free. But when we first put that up, several million people went and watched it, and we had to take it down for a while, and that's why we went to PrisonPlanet.tv and started trying to raise a little bit of money so we can then have stuff like that for free on the site. It's a catch-22. And just here's one more little quick little clip of Silverstein saying we made the decision to pull Building 7 on that day. Here it is.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
All right, then they show Building 7 collapse. Let's go ahead and take three quick calls, Mike, Laura, and Sherry. Mike in Georgia, go ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Alan.
Welcome.
On Michael Moore's video, Fahrenheit 9/11, you can see George Bush addressing a group of elitists. He says they're the haves and the have-mores or something like that. And he refers to them as his base. He's talking to an elitist group at a dinner or a luncheon and refers to them as his base, which translated is Al-Qaeda. I thought that was very interesting that he would make that reference. Also, the day of 9/11, September 11, 2001, CNN had a blurb on the bottom later that evening that said, and I was recording Fox, and I was remiss in recording CNN, I should have been, headline news. The crawl said that WTC-7 collapsed, not related to collapse of Towers 1 and 2, but due to a fire underneath the building in a power generation plant. I just want to tell you that was their cover story that day.
And now they say, well, that's actually in the FEMA report. Then now they say, oh, that wasn't the case. We just don't know why it happened. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Laura in Missouri, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I got the 9/11, the Great Illusion pamphlets, the five of them, and I've been waiting to get the Berkeley Light water system, and it's been like 5 weeks, and almost 5 weeks.
Well, ma'am, I don't ship the Berkeley water systems.
Oh, okay.
But when I've ordered them, I get them in about 3 days. They ship at UPS. Have you called 888-803-4438?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, give me your number right now, and I'll find out what's going on. We may have a wrong address or something, but again, I don't do that. Everybody's been happy. You're the first we've ever heard of a problem. So let me put you on hold, and I'll get your number, and I'll give that to Debbie, and I'm sure she'll handle it. What else is on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I was watching news yesterday, and you know how they had a commercial on with Bush on there, and they said his vaccinations had been contaminated, and then all of a sudden they had a commercial for Kerry on there, and he was for getting better Medicare, and then before that they had a commercial on there saying that all the Medicare and stuff was going to be ran by, can't remember.
Well, that's pretty ridiculous if Kerry's trying to blame Bush for contaminated vaccines out of England. I mean, that's just so classic. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, give me your number, and I'll get with you on that, or get it to New Millennium. Sherry in Kansas, last caller. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey, Alex. Did you watch Dateline last night?
I didn't know.
They were doing a show on fake beauty products and how they work and don't and the line they feed you to buy it. But one company, C-Lab 21, actually takes DNA from you, swab it out of your mouth, and send it in to get a DNA type treatment for you, and I just thought I'd let you know that's a way that they're collecting DNA out there.
They're doing it all over. Now they're going to try to pass laws where you get pulled over at a checkpoint, and they go ahead and just take your DNA out of your cheek because it's a painless process, and people don't seem to mind it. It's totally Orwellian. Anything else?
Nope, that's all.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Back tonight, 9 to midnight central on your shortwave at 3210 or your local AM or FM station. Back tomorrow. God bless you all. Hello, folks.